From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is saying he is sticking with his plan for a Sunday referendum on a bailout terms demanded by European creditors. At the same time, he is voicing a willingness to accept terms much like those his government had previously rejected. In response, German Chancellor Angela Merkel again said there will be no more negotiations until the outcome of Sunday's referendum is clear. Some analysts suggested Wednesday that the Prime Minister willingness to make the $1.8 billion IMF payment while insisting on the referendum as well is part of a strategy aimed at gaining leverage in future talks on $3.24 billion in new European funding. U.S. President Barack Obama said Wednesday the United States and Cuba have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations.
With this change, we will be able to substantially increase our contacts with the Cuban people. We'll have more personnel at our embassy, and our diplomats will have the ability to engage more broadly across the island.
Mr. Obama said the two nations plan to reopen their embassies later this month. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his government has invited the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency to visit Tehran to work with Iranian officials. Word of Yukio Amano's trip comes a day after nuclear negotiators announced they were extending their deadline for an agreement to July 7th. The United Nations Security Council has imposed sanctions on six military commanders from South Sudan. Three government military generals and three rebel commanders are accused of perpetuating the conflict going on in that country. The six will suffer a global travel ban and an asset freeze. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a terrorist attack on Egyptian army checkpoints in the Sinai Peninsula Wednesday. At least 64 soldiers were killed. Officials say security forces killed 100 militants. Edward Uranian has more.
Amateur video showed an explosion followed by a gigantic fireball after militants attacked one of a number of army checkpoints near the North Sinai town of Sheikh Zawayid. Egyptian media report that dozens of soldiers were killed in a series of attacks on military positions in the northern Sinai. A military spokesman indicated that 70 Islamic militants attacked army vehicles with anti-aircraft missiles and that more than 20 people were killed. Prime Minister Ibrahim Mehlib declared that Egypt is now in a state of actual war. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The United Nations has declared its highest level humanitarian emergency for Yemen, where it says more than 80% of the population is in desperate need of aid. The Office of Russia's Prosecutor General is reviewing the legality of the independence granted to Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia in 1991 by the State Council of the former Soviet Union. That move, announced by the office Tuesday, has alarmed the Baltic states and strained even further their increasingly tense ties with Russia. The Kremlin denied on Wednesday any knowledge about the review. Officials say a violent incident between Pakistani and Afghan forces has left one Afghan dead and two Pakistanis wounded. A military spokesman said Pakistani soldiers were engaged in construction activity at the Angur Adda border area when they came under attack from the Afghan side. An Afghan spokesman says his government has sent a special team to investigate. China's parliament has adopted a national security law that critics say will expand the country's suppression of political dissent. The Xinhua News Agency says the National People's Congress passed the bill Wednesday almost unanimously. The new law allows authorities to, quoting now, take all necessary measures to safeguard territorial sovereignty and ensure full control over the country's already tightly censored internet. Hundreds of pro-democracy activists took to the streets of Hong Kong Wednesday as the city marked the 18th anniversary of its handover from British to Chinese rule. There has been more political violence in Burundi. Police say six people were killed in Bujumbura when protesters fought with security forces. Burundians voted Monday in parliamentary elections, and the results are expected to be announced later this week. Activists say 77 people have been killed in street violence since the president, Pierre Nkurunziza, announced he would seek a third term. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.